WTAW News time is 7:07. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in years, the city of Bryan has produced a State of the City report. City Manager Keen Register shared a video with city department heads and officials with the Bryan School District and Brazos County about all the accomplishments for the fiscal year that ended September 30th.
Today I want to share with you the outstanding job that our City of Bryan employees in all departments have done for the citizens of Bryan and the businesses in Bryan this past year. More than any other purpose, I want this report to serve as a reminder to Bryan residents that they have a wonderful group of highly dedicated employees working for the City of Bryan, and I honestly couldn't be more proud of them.
The video, which will also be used in economic development recruitment, can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. College Station voters have a choice of two candidates in both races for city council in this year's election.
Topics covered in last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the concept of neighborhood integrity. Linda Harvell, who is running for the Place 5 council seat, called for having historic protection in older neighborhoods.
The city has not walked the talk in protecting neighborhood integrity. I invite you to come drive through the older neighborhoods. We do not have the Homeowners Association to protect us.
Julie Schultz says the council has been talking with affected citizens to understand neighborhood integrity. Issues.
Recently, we just hired new code enforcement officers to try to maintain some more priorities on maintenance and parking and things like that. So I think we're doing a good job in making inroads.
Early voting continues through this evening at 8, and join WTAW for election night results and reaction. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The San Antonio City Council has approved one of the largest water transfer deals in Texas history. The $3.4 billion deal will pipe in 16 billion gallons of water a year for 30 years from several aquifers west of College Station. The council majority says without the water, employers will leave town. A former president of Texas A&M has been named a permanent director of the university's Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture.
Dr. Elsa Morano is not new to the Norman Borlaug Institute. She was named interim director of the institute in June 2012, but Dr. Morano can now call it her permanent home.
I'm happy to be doing this and serving the Aggie community and serving, you know, the people around the world and carrying this legacy of Dr. Borlaug that is so important.
Dr. Morano says the Institute's mission is to help improve the lives of poor farmers and their families around the world. For more information, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. And to hear the full interview with the director, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A year and a half ago, the fertilizer plant explosion in West took out the town's middle and high schools. Groundbreaking of a new $50 million campus took place Thursday. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district includes West, was among those in attendance.
You could hear it in the sophomore and freshman's remarks that they were excited that they were going to get to graduate from this new facility.
Cassell says the city's second replacement water well is online and bids went out last week on replacing streets. Photos of the groundbreaking from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was also in attendance, and the design of the new school are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 7:10. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Luis Garcia is running for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Since he has 8 years of experience as a constable, he knows it's important for the two positions to maintain a professional working relationship with no personal matters weighing them down. Experience, maturity, and a deep commitment to the community make Luis Garcia your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign. Johnny Yepes, Treasurer. Fall is in the air, and fabulous fall savings are going on right now at Allen Honda. Win with financing like 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2015 Fit. Or score big with great lease deals like the popular Accord. Only $209 per month with $21.99 due at signing. Or a 2015 Pilot for only $269 per month for up to 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Come in and win with fabulous fall savings going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today. It'll be breezy and not quite as warm as it has been. Temperatures today up to about 75. That's it. It'll be clear overnight with lows somewhere between 40 and 45. High pressure continues to build our way with cooler weather tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 65. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to be anywhere from 40 to 45. Sunday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the high school football report from Zach Taylor. Aggie football may have a new quarterback. And we'll have updates on A&M Soccer winning the SEC. All that and more coming up. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. If you'd like to win tickets to the football game tomorrow, our folks over at Allen Honda have three pair of tickets they're giving away. You need to stop by today to sign up because they're going to draw them this afternoon. Okay, so three pair of tickets. I think you can only win one pair, but, you know, anyway, it's for ULM and Texas A&M.
We have tickets for stuff, too.
I'm sorry?
We have tickets for stuff, too. I forgot to give you.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do we got tickets for? Oh, that thing that's going on?
That thing over there by the place in the field.
Where Halloween will probably last until Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I think so. All right, so...
just a heads up, we can do that later.
Guess you knew this was going to happen. In New Hampshire, police are searching for a man who robbed a Dunkin' Donuts in a President Obama mask.
Most of the time, they just call it taxes.
Yeah, that's right. They could do that. And I guess you heard about over in Pennsylvania where the man dressed up as the Teletubby allegedly broke into a home. 20-year-old Torres Owens. Oh, well, no wonder it was Lala, the yellow Teletubby, which is always the troublemaker. Broke into a friend's house and ate some leftover Chinese food. Ossifers caught up with Torres Owens shortly after the incident. Allegedly found his man purse stuffed with stolen grub. He put food in his man purse?
In his man purse.
That he, well, he was dressed like the yellow Teletubby.
Yes.
I guess Torres gets a vote, too, doesn't he? Just saying. The victim decided not to press charges. The landlord found the door to the house was damaged, asked police to arrest Mr. Torres. Nick Wallenda is going to do a walk on Sunday.
In Chicago.
The tightrope thing. Mm-hmm. Discovery Channel is going to be televising.
They've been playing that up for a while.
Well, you know.
Because I got to watch me my Gold Rush shows.
Look, it's Discovery. What is Gold Rush? Is that about people looking for gold?
Uh-huh. Gold Rush and Bering Sea Under the Ice. Mm-hmm. Oh, so much fun.
I like the under the ice one.
Yep.
Best also capture it. That way you can fast forward through the commercials.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Because they, oh, yeah. They do have some long breaks. They really do. Anyway, the Discovery Channel televising the two walks. One of them is up an incline, rising 8 stories between two skyscrapers. That just sounds scary. Just saying that sounds scary. Mm-hmm. Another, which is shorter, to walk between two buildings while wearing a blindfold. Anyway. He could break 2 world records in the process, the steepest incline walk and the highest walk while blindfolded if he doesn't fall. Yeah.
You have to throw that caveat in there.
Yes, you ought to. Now, so what time does this happen, and is there a pregame? Do we know? I mean, because...
No, well, they're running pregame stuff now. You can get the bird's eye view, because I saw a commercial for it yesterday.
The bird's eye view of what he's doing?
Online.
Why would I want to see that?
Well, it's like from the top of that skyscraper.
Yeah, I don't want to... It makes my ankles weak to think about that.
Well, nobody ever died from falling. It's just that sudden stop.
That's
at the
what
end.
It is. Thank you so much.
It's not the fall, it's the bounce.
All right, we were talking about this last hour, and of course the nurse up in Maine, is that right? She went bike riding yesterday, getting her 15 minutes of fame because she doesn't want to be quarantined in the house. So since Ebola has arrived in the United States, and again, remember, 7 more people, Larry King has been married to 7 more people than died in
from Ebola. couple of things have been abundantly clear. No matter how often health officials say that the disease cannot be transmitted through casual contact, a lot of Americans still are pretty much paranoid. And too many folks have no clue about geography in Africa. You put those two together, and we land in Blackwell, Oklahoma. I know. Where a teacher finds herself in a bit of a dilemma here. The educator teaches at Blackwell Elementary School and has an upcoming mission trip to Rwanda. The teacher, whose identity has not been revealed, at least to us, you can bet that people there know. But nevertheless, people there's 7,000 people live in the town. The parents are fearful that when she comes back, she could have been exposed to Ebola. Never mind that Rwanda is in the eastern part of Africa. Never mind that it's 3,000 miles away from the western side where Sierra Leone and, you know, Liberia and all that stuff is. Never mind about that. They now have signed petitions demanding that she be quarantined for 21 days after she returns from the trip. That would be Blackwell Elementary School in Blackwell, Oklahoma.
That's not how it works. Nah. That's not how any of this works.
Very nice. I've been waiting for a while to use that one.
Save it.
Oh, it's saved. Yeah, it took me a while to build this
one up.
That's
fine. No, save that. We'll find any number of reasons to use that.
Don't I know it.
All right. Then there's the father of the teenage girl in Ireland, a huge Beatles fan. Her name is Summer Strawberry Fields Forever Cole. And the Summer is only there because her mom insisted on it. Anyway, Summer is now 16, and she's a Beatles fanatic. And she went to the bank to open her first account, and they said that her name was too long to fit on the debit card. So it has to say Summer Cole on it now. So she said, "I'm proud of my parents, and I never want to change my name." She's 16. She may decide to.
Yeah, I would say down the road a little bit.
Hey, this is pretty cool about Amelia Earhart and the piece of wreckage, huh?
Saw that.
Huh? Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, no?
No.
Yeah, a couple of days ago that they found this, and then, you know, they've been checking on it, everything that they can, and now the research shows that, in fact, we are talking a piece of metal that came from it appears that what they're going to do is they're going to continue the search now for the aircraft. They feel like they've kind of got an area there. It's an anomaly that has been detected off of off the coast of a tiny Pacific atoll called Nikumaruru. It really is. Could be the wreckage of her aircraft. Yes, same location where a piece of aluminum first found back in 1991, and now they're saying that it could be there. So,
and it looks. I mean, if you look at the picture of the scrap they found, compared to a close-up picture of the plane, the rivets match.
Yeah. Disappeared in 1937 along with Fred Noonan. They were trying to set a record for flying around the world at the equator when that happened. Divers had been down there and looking for stuff before, but this may be a reason they believe it could work. Hey, if you've got chronic fatigue syndrome, hey, good for you. No, we've actually found some research on it now. Stanford University School of Medicine say they have brain scans to prove that it is a real condition, that it is not just being a hypochondriac, not being misdiagnosed. They found clear differences in the brains of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, U.S. News and World Report telling us this morning.
It's called doing a morning show.
Yeah, says the researchers used three different types of brain scanning technologies and found three distinct differences in the chronic fatigue sufferer's brains, less overall white matter. I thought it was the gray matter that mattered. Anyway, this is where the nerve tracts carry information from one part of the brain to the other. It's also showing a thickening of the brain's gray matter. And third, there's some abnormality in an area of the brain that is called the arcuate facialis. Of course it is. Not so coincidentally.
Is that the brown part of the brain?
That's right. This this abnormal section of the brain connects the frontal and temporal lobes. Oh, well, so there you go. So if you've ever known anybody or worked with anybody who had chronic fatigue syndrome and you thought they were faking it, well, they could have been, but they now say that there's research out there. Here's some good news, I think. At Costco, the Black Friday deals will not begin until Friday.
That's spectacular. spectacular.
Yeah, I actually posted that on my Facebook page when they announced that.
Yeah, the warehouse chain will again stay closed on Thanksgiving this year, bucking a trend that seems to be happening all over America where retailers will actually open their doors on Thanksgiving. The company did not say when on Friday it would open its doors of its 468 locations. It is also closed on holidays like Christmas, Labor Day, and Easter. Nordstrom has announced that they'll be closed on Thanksgiving Day this year. The statement from the company, our employees work especially hard during the holiday season. We simply believe that they deserve the opportunity to spend Thanksgiving with their families. GameStop stores. We have one of those here, don't we?
I believe we do.
Yeah, there's 6,600 of them. They'll be closed on Thanksgiving. Other chains which stay closed on Thanksgiving, American Girl, Burlington, Dillard's, Patagonia, and REI. So there you are.
Kudos to them.
Yeah, good on those folks for doing that. I mean, that's just, and again, well.
Maybe the pendulum's starting to swing the other way a little.
Could well be. And, of course, you know, obviously that was something that Truett Cathy did at Chick-fil-A from day one, just was not going to be open on Sunday. Just wasn't. You know, you'll make your money those 6 days a week, and he, you know, stays to that, and the company is still true to that. And I'm sure people support them in part because of that very idea.
I'm sure.
So, you know, good idea for these.
And liquor stores, too.
Yeah, for. Yeah. Well, no, it depends on where you are.
That's true.
So that's a blue law thing, isn't it?
Some places, you can go to other states where they do, you know, and over in New Mexico. I was surprised when I was there on a Sunday. I'm going, really? You're doing that? So anyway. All right, 7:23. It's 7:23.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Bryan is growing and diversifying in business, technology, retail, medical, and research. From West Bryan to East, from downtown to its industrial parks, Bryan is being recognized nationwide as a great place to live, learn, and work. Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I see Bryan, Texas as a city on the move. I will ensure Bryan continues on the unprecedented path to prosperity. I will continue to improve on the resurgence of business and quality of life in Bryan. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 5, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and quality of life. Vote Linda Harvell for College Station City Council Place 5. Learn more about me at LindaHarvellForCouncil.com. Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White, Treasurer.
7:26. Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, a little cool today, tonight. Look for a high temperature today. Won't be too bad. It'll be about 74, and it'll be breezy. Actually, north winds up to maybe 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, 40 will be our low temperature. Tomorrow, 65 and sunshine, 41 for the low on Saturday. starts to warm up a little bit, 70 on Sunday, then 78 on Monday and Tuesday, and there will be a slight chance of showers as we move into the early part of next week. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9. 78% relative humidity. Fair skies, we're looking at 56.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A week before the midterm elections, Karen Tumulty wrote a Washington Post column titled, "Can Democrats Hold the Senate by Running Away from Obama and Their Own Records?" Ms. Tumulty reports Senate Democrats distancing themselves from Obama has become a source of friction with the White House. David Axelrod says it's not an effective strategy for these Democrats to run against Obama since they haven't opposed him. Understandably, he says Obama and his team are a little frustrated with Democrats claiming a distance from Obama that really doesn't exist. The article singles out Colorado Senator Mark Udall, who claims that he's the last person the White House wants to see, but he voted with Obama 99% of the time. Alaska's Mark Begich, who claims to be a thorn in Obama's butt. He voted for Obama policies 98% of the time. But the Democrat most scorned is Allison Grimes of Kentucky, who still won't even admit she voted for Obama, though she was a Democrat state delegate in both presidential elections. So here is the bottom line. They can run and they can try to hide, but Obama wants them and you to know that these Democrats voted with him and they're just as responsible as he is for the condition the country's in today. He doesn't appreciate them trying to treat him like yesterday's garbage. And he's right about one thing. You vote Democrat and you are voting for Obama. Period. It's that simple.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush. Or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byanski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Water from west of College Station is headed to San Antonio, 16 billion gallons a day, in what's believed to be one of the largest water deals in Texas history. San Antonio Councilman Joe Cryer responded to opponents who wanted to delay a final decision.
Many have suggested that we should kick this can down the road, but I think what you have suggested is that if we kick this can down the road, there's not going to be a can down there when we get down the road, because somebody else will have taken all of this water.
Dozens of opponents, including Russell Seal, said the plan was being pushed through without proper public input.
I am still
very confused and very worried about this project, that we're not getting community support. We may have buy-into water that we build into growth and it not be available in the future.
Water rates in San Antonio will increase 16% with the approval of the Vista Ridge Water Plan. The permanent director for the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture at Texas A&M is a former president of the university.
Earlier this month, Dr. Elsa Morano's position as interim director of the Norman Borlaug Institute came to a close, and her permanent one began. Dr. Morano says she's happy to serve the Aggie community and people around the world.
It's a wonderful thing to be doing, and I think it's very timely as well. So many important issues that are happening around the world that are affecting us. And I think lots of people have been realizing that this is what we need to be doing.
Dr. Morano says carrying on the legacy of Dr. Borlaug, a man who saved millions of lives, is a great honor. For more information on the Institute's mission, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. To listen to the entire interview with Dr. Morano, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan has not produced a State of the City report for years, so administrators decided for the first time to put together a video containing highlights during the fiscal year ending September 30th. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada introduced the video to fellow department heads and to representatives of the Bryan School District and Brazos County.
We wanted a method to let the public know, and to those of those looking to make Bryan their home or maybe open a business in Bryan, that we are thriving, and that because of our wonderful city employees and the great folks who make up the Bryan community, and Bryan ISD being a big part of that, truly, truly, things are better in Bryan.
The city also unveiled a social media campaign using the hashtag #BetterInBryan. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the city's video. Early voting continues through this evening at 8 in College Station. There are two contested races for city council.
Julie Schultz and Linda Harvell are vying for the Place 5 council seat. Subjects covered during last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the recently revised rental registration program. Julie Schultz says the council continues to work out some kinks.
There's a lot of times the information isn't used correctly, but I think we're making headway and we're doing the right thing in putting that code enforcement as part of this to help back up the issues related to rental registration.
Linda Harvell supports the four-bedroom, four-bath regulation.
It's something that should be very renter-friendly. The reality is the neighborhoods, and once again, I'll circle back around to the older neighborhoods, not just the historic neighborhoods, the older neighborhoods, you can only handle so much infrastructure, so much traffic.
Catch all the election night results and reaction on WTAW. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The recovery continues in West, a year and a half since the fertilizer plant explosion killed 15 and injured 260. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district also includes West, attended the groundbreaking of the town's new $50 million high school and middle school. Cassell says bids went out last week to replace streets in the town's new water well just went online. And he says the town will be recognized by the legislature next year on Ash Wednesday.
There'll be Coloch and Czech Heritage and Dancing in the Rotunda.
Online at WTAW.com are photos from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was also at the groundbreaking, along with the architect's drawing of the new campus. It's almost time to fall back, and changing clocks tomorrow night on Sunday, overnight on Saturday and Sunday, is the first thing to do before we go to bed.
As daylight saving time ends Sunday, the Property and Casualty Insurance Association of America says take a few more steps to prepare homes, businesses, and finances. They've prepared a 5-point fallback checklist. Number one,
change your clocks back 1 hour Saturday night before going to bed.
Number two,
change batteries and fire alarms and carbon monoxide detectors.
Number three,
replace furnace filters before the winter months.
Number four,
prepare homes for the winter months.
Number five,
review your insurance policy. Kristen Weissel,
Kurt Lewis,
Emily True,
Chris Schneider,
Julie D. Hardy,
and Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Suddenlink is bigger and better than ever before with a ton of new channels for you to check out. Like you've heard Glenn Beck talk about it for years now, the Blaze Radio Network. Well, now you can get Blaze on TV. You've also picked up Pivot, which is music and original programming. Sprout has stuff for the kiddos like Bob the Builder, Astro Blast, and Just in Time. And to find out exactly what new channels you have or could have, all you have to do is visit buypopulardemand.com. Again, that's buypopulardemand.com. To ensure that you always have outstanding service, Suddenlink has live local customer service and technical support. Suddenlink employees live and work right here, just like we do here at Bryan Broadcasting, and they're your neighbors. Suddenlink is a trusted local business and always been good community partner for years and years and years. And don't forget Video On Demand. Just released a couple days ago, Begin Again and Deliver Us From Evil. So see, all your bases are covered with Suddenlink. To find out more, go to suddenlink.com or they're right down there on 29th Street across from the TV station.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:38. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Sunshine today. It'll be breezy and not quite as warm as it has been. Temperatures today up to about 75. That's it. It'll be clear overnight with lows somewhere between 40 and 45. High pressure continues to build our way with cooler weather tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 65. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to be anywhere from 40 to 45. Sunday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coach Barry's done a great job wherever he's been. You know, they have a number of players from the state of Texas.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about ULM, who is coming to town tomorrow. We'll have more on Aggie football, including possibility of a brand new quarterback for A&M. We'll get updates on SEC soccer action and the A&M soccer team winning the SEC regular season title, plus a whole lot more in sports here in about 13 minutes.
There you go. Tickets for the ULM game, 3 pair being given away by Allen Honda. You can stop by Allen Honda today and register. Obviously, they're giving them away this afternoon, but stop in today, sign up, no purchase necessary, and you could win tickets to ULM and A&M. You could also win tickets to the Renaissance Festival if you called us. 695-1620. See how I tied that right in?
Because mm-hmm. This ain't one nothing again.
That's it. Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah, if you've already won. I've got, 4 pair. Now, these are Sunday only. These are Sunday only. Sunday only tickets to the Renaissance Festival. Game 7 of the World Series ended up being the second largest overall audience for a baseball game in 10 years.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Because leading up to it, nobody watched it.
You're right. Exactly. So, pretty good. 25.3 million people watching that, about 2 million more than this week's game. But, you know, that's a pretty cool deal because obviously is a couple of teams that are not in major markets, but then San Francisco being able to win 3 out of the last 5 years.
Kansas City being there for the first time in 29.
Yeah, big deal for them. Hey there, who's this?
That's Dennis.
Dennis who?
Grimes.
Grimes. Dennis, I got a pair of tickets for you for Sunday for the Renaissance Festival. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
Thank you now. All right. Hi there. Who's this?
Sergio.
Sergio. What's your last name, Sergio?
Pereira.
What do you do?
Make signs.
Oh, I can do signs. You like sign? Oh, you mean like painting, like business signs?
There you go.
What's the name of the company?
Signs and Wraps by Sergio.
Oh, well, that makes sense, doesn't it? All right. Got a pair of tickets for you. Thank you, man. Hi there, who's this?
It's Bob Eckerd.
All right, Bob, I got a pair of tickets for you for the Renaissance Festival for Sunday only, okay?
Great.
Thanks. All right, here's the last one. Are you feeling lucky today, are you?
Yes.
Okay, go buy a lottery ticket, maybe. And if you win, you got to share it with us. But no, in the meantime, well, I got a pair of tickets for you for Sunday. Who is this?
This is Tamara Derrickson.
All right, what do you do, Tamara?
I'm a realtor.
Okay, what's the name of your company? Who you work with?
Alpha Omega Properties.
Okay, there you go. Got your plug in, too. Thanks. Come by and pick up the tickets, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, see you later.
Don't get a lottery ticket. Save that for steak on a stick.
Steak on a steak.
Yeah. Very good. Let's spend money on stuff that really matters. So, interesting story about Hershey's.
Okay.
First of all, Hershey's is they've got a pretty good margin. They got about 36% of the chocolate market. You know more about Hershey's because they're a public company. What you don't know as much about is Mars, because Mars is a closely held company. So you don't have to get there. They don't have to give their numbers out. They don't have to tell you how much they sell. I will tell you this. They just opened up a new factory in Topeka, Kansas, 500,000 square feet. And they make the little fun size bars there. They do that in M&M's. I mean, 500,000 square feet. They make 8 million miniature Snickers bars and 39 million peanut M&M's every day.
Oh, wow.
Holy mackerel.
That's a lot of chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Guess what? That's not the biggest part of their business.
Oh, come on.
No. Did you know that they own Wrigley's? Did you know that they own Uncle Ben's Rice?
No.
No, you didn't, did you? They also have a grated cheese line, and they also have Flavia coffee. In fact, Mars makes more money in pet food than they do in chocolate. Like that? I mean, think about that. Did you know that Mars owns Pedigree and Greenies and Sheba and Whiskas?
I saw that connection once before. I was baffled, throttled something by just how few the major corporations have so many subsidiaries.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, the guy who runs Mars now used to run the pet food side. He said, you'd be surprised how similar they are. I'm going, I don't want to hear
no.
that.
Mixed and pelletized, it all goes to someone's stomach.
That's it. All right. Anyhow, if you want to read about that, pretty interesting story in the Wall Street Journal about Mars and... Of course, the Milky Way was their big bar back in 1923. And the deal is their recipes are they try to be very secretive about it because, you can't patent the recipe. And chocolate's pretty much chocolate, and what you do with it and what you add to it makes it a pretty good deal if you come up and steal an idea. Because I was looking the other day, what's your favorite miniature candy bar? Because I found one yesterday that I really, really like, and I'd never seen it in a mini before, and that was a Heath bar.
Oh, they make mini?
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a business, and there was one. It's that time of year, so I'm going to snag one of those because I'm spending money with them. But, yeah, I'd never seen a Heath bar before, and I think that's probably my favorite. That's pretty cool. Uh-oh. We've lost you for the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, just saying. In the meantime, this is the anniversary when Debbie Gibson held a seance to try to contact Liberace and Sid Vicious.
Wow.
Yes, that is Halloween. It's also the day, that Harry Houdini died.
Yes.
But for all the Halloween stuff, do you know where boo came from? Do you know where the word boo came from?
Well,
No. Okay. Researchers say that the exclamation that comes at the end of boo, that exclamation mark, it has been frightening, apparently, English-speaking children going all the way back to the 18th century.
Is it just the shorter version of Oogie Boogie Boogie Boogie?
Yeah. The first appearance of Boo came in print in 1738. A pamphleteer named Gilbert Croquette, it was called Scotch Presbyterian Eloquence Displayed. Gilbert Croquette defines it as a word that is used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. Now, why anybody?
Yeah, why do you fright?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That
poking
was not
an angry
explained.
Dog with a stick.
By the 1820s, if not sooner, the boo! Exclamation point had become the verbal device of all proper ghosts or people who were wearing sheets on their head. Variations of the word boo were bow or boo with an H on the end of it. They've been found in books published as far as 500 years back.
Wow.
So now the combination of the way that it's voiced, the explosive B, and then if you want to kind of hold the O's, go boo. Okay, that's different than if you go boo, right? At various affectations of your voice can cause it to either be higher pitched, scarier, or not. But how about the other boo?
Hey, boo.
No. Well, that's okay. That's one, too. Boo was hipster slang for marijuana in the 1950s. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Today, the Greeks boo their government. Did you know that? They really don't know where that came from. But apparently, boo was not used in that way until the 19th century. Although audience heckling in old Greek plays was part of the regular thing that the audience would do when they watched it. But they know more about the word boo, like it is to scare people, than they really know about boo to show your disapproval of a situation.
That's why Aggies hiss.
That's right.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. If you want a crossover that's loaded with premium features and packed with performance, choose Nissan Murano. Right now at Douglas Nissan, you can get a new 2014 Nissan Murano for 0% APR for 72 months and $500 captive cash. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit.
Must finance with NMAC. Model codes 23114, 23314, 23514. 23714-23814. 10 or more at this price.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The folklore surrounding vampires has been part of popular culture for over a century. But would it surprise you to know a key element of that legendary story shows up in many marriages? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One of the most well-known characters in classic literature is Dracula, the ghoulish vampire created by Bram Stoker in 1897. Since then, thanks to imagery portrayed in everything from movies to cartoons, vampires have become synonymous with black capes and sharp teeth. But there's another characteristic often featured in these dark tales. A vampire's reflection is never seen in the mirror. On the surface, it might not seem like this obscure quality would have any practical application to our relationships. But let me ask you, on an emotional level, do you see your reflection in the mirror? For many couples, conflict is difficult to resolve because one spouse refuses to see him or herself as part of the problem. They don't recognize that they have a bad attitude or are speaking harshly toward others. Even when someone points these traits out, the spouse denies that it's true. What about you? Is it hard for you to consider the part you play in problems facing your relationship? If so, you may be having trouble seeing a true reflection of yourself. Let me encourage you to work through this issue with a counselor, pastor, or trusted friend. Marriage problems are created by both partners, but so are the solutions. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 749. It is Friday. That makes it High School Football Report time with Zach Taylor.
This week, we have not one but two crosstown showdowns going on. At College Station High, the 7-1 Cougars will host the 6-1 Bryan Vikings. Both teams sit at a perfect 5-0 in district play, and Cougars coach Steve Huff isn't dancing around the fact that tonight's game is for the championship.
The thing is, you don't hide about the fact that it is for the district championship. I mean, that part of it is, so to speak, what it is. And every week we talk about it just being a district game. And so this game does carry a lot of weight with it tonight.
On the other side of the field, Coach Ross Rogers says the Vikings and Cougars are very similar and that they have a lot of players with some varsity experience.
These guys have been coached their sophomore, junior, now their senior year by the same coaches because they were the varsity when they were sophomores. We feel like that we've got a lot of experience because guys that have played for a couple of years that are on our varsity. So we're pretty similar in that manner.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Cougar Field. College Station broadcast begins at 7 on the all-new Maverick 102.7, and Brian coverage is at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. On the other side of town, the 1-7 Rudder Rangers will be hosting the 3-5 Aiden Consolidated Tigers. On paper, the Rangers may look like the underdogs, but Coach Will Compton holds an edge in that he's faced the Tigers before.
I've gone against them the past 2 years while I was at Oak Ridge, and you know we're all in the same district. Coach Cope and Coach Raffel, they do a great job with their offense and their kind of a play-action pass type team more than what people know.
For Consol, Coach Dave Raffield, he says he doesn't want his Tigers getting caught in a trap against the Rangers.
It's the first time in the history that these two schools will have ever played each other. So there's something to be said. There's a value to this game, and we need to understand that value because if not, you can get your world shattered.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. Rudder broadcast starts at 7 on Peace 107, and Consol coverage is at 7 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. After defeating Houston Fur 85-0 last week, the Navasota Rattlers will have a much tougher test tonight when they visit a fellow undefeated district team, the Wheatley Wildcats. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
We got to go focus on Navasota, playing Navasota Rattler football. If we can win this game, it kind of puts us in the lead to win the district championship, and that's always our ultimate goal in the regular season.
Game time is at 7 o'clock with pregame starting at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, 6-2 Brazos Christian visits Beaumont Legacy Christian at 7, and 7-1 St. Joe's is in action tomorrow afternoon visiting Bay Area Christian at 2 p.m. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your High School Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. We'll hop over to A&M football. After a week's sabbatical, Aggie football takes the field tomorrow against the Warhawks, and the coaches have said all the positions were open for competition to get the start, to the extent that A&M did not release a depth chart yesterday for the game. Well, Dallas Channel 11 and Gigham 24/7 reported that true freshman Kyle Allen will get the start over sophomore Kenny Hill, who started the first 8 games for A&M. As for the Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe, Coach Sumlin said a lot of the players know all about Kyle Field.
You know, they have a number of players from the state of Texas. I saw a stat where, you know, they, I don't know, besides a couple Big 12 schools, they're right up there with everybody, which means that they'll have a lot of guys here that have been to Kyle Field, either officially, unofficially, grew up knowing a lot about Texas A&M. They'll be excited to play Saturday afternoon. They'll have friends and family here playing two other SEC schools. They won't be intimidated by, you know, the atmosphere or by the teams.
Aggie football tomorrow. The Fan Zone broadcast starts live exclusively here on News Talk 1620 at 8 o'clock. Pregame at 10 with Dave and Dave, and the kickoff against ULM is at 11 here on 1620. Aggie soccer. On a night they highlighted all their seniors, 9 of them to be exact. 2 of Texas A&M's elder statesmen scored goals and gave the Aggies the 2-1 win over Georgia at Ellis Field and their second consecutive SEC regular season title. Here's head coach G. Guerreri.
Couldn't be prouder of my staff, but also especially of the players, because it's one thing to come out and win a championship. You know, we weren't picked to win this championship. We were not the favorites to win the SEC this season. So this team came out and said, you know, we're gonna find a way to get it done, and good for them, they did.
That's the third conference title in as many years and 15th overall for A&M. A&M returns to action Wednesday for the quarterfinals in the SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Aggies will play the winner of the Georgia-Arkansas game. Texas A&M women's basketball team is ranked number 5 in the 2014-15 Associated Press preseason poll. That's the program's highest preseason ranking in history. In NCAA football, Louisville gave Florida State all they wanted and then some for 3.5 quarters, and the second-ranked Seminoles rallied for a 42-31 win over the Cardinals. Florida State overcame a 21-zip deficit for its 24th straight victory. Drew Brees threw for 1 touchdown and ran for another as the Saints defeated the Carolina Panthers last night, 28-10 in the NFL. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 21 points, and the Mavericks hung 120 on the Utah Jazz and beat them 120-102. And finally, Cowboys running back Joseph Randall has been charged with misdemeanor theft after being accused of stealing cologne and underwear from a Dallas area department store. Randall is heard in the jailhouse video offering a booking officer money for a massage. The officer turned down that offer. Randall also asked if the arrest would be on the news. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Report says nearly half of the people in San Francisco, half, have gotten a t-shirt to celebrate the winning of the World
You're
Series.
You're kidding me.
Half. That's pretty amazing.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, so, and if you haven't, we mentioned it last hour, the throwback helmets that the Aggies are going to wear tomorrow really have gotten a lot of play. I've seen that there was a story on it 2 days ago in the Washington Post. So when you start being able to hit that newspaper, that's pretty cool. And obviously, it's on Yahoo Sports, and we had a link.
I'm not
as
a big
well.
Fan of those most of the time because they just look flat and boring.
Yeah.
But they really took the time, and with that dipping technology,
yep.
It looks like a leather helmet.
Well,
it's cool.
And again, the fact that A&M was able to get that done, that could have been something that Michigan could have done. You know, some very old, storied football programs could have done
absolutely.
That. So it's kind of neat that the Aggies were the first to get there. All right, you ever had an itch that you just could not scratch enough?
Yes.
We got the science for you now. Research published in the journal Neuron, I let my subscription lapse, I'm sorry, explains exactly why when you scratch an itch, let's say like a bug bite, okay, what you're actually doing is you're producing a small sensation of pain that distracts your brain from the itchiness.
Yes.
When your brain receives those pain signals, it responds, produces serotonin to help control the pain. But as the serotonin spreads from the brain to the spinal cord, the brain chemical can essentially jump the track, crosses from that pain-sensing neuron to the nerve cells that make an itch more intense. Thus starts this whole itchy-scratchy thing that you can't stop. And you can name a cartoon after it as well.
I was waiting for that.
Well, after all, when we start talking too much science, we don't want to get serious about it. Hello?
Didn't Rick James sing a song about that?
Yes, you're exactly right. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station, Brian, we're racing toward 8 o'clock. Hey, tonight it's going to be 40 degrees, just saying. Same thing for tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.